parents prepare their kids for successful financial futures, the Canadian Institute of Chartered Accountants, the CICA, is releasing a comprehensive and easy-to-use guide for teaching money matters at home. A Parent's Guide to Raising Money-Smart Kids is designed to put parents at ease when it comes to preparing their kids for life's important financial decisions. According to a recent study, 78% of parents surveyed have tried to teach their kids financial management skills, but the majority do not believe they have been very successful. And to talk more about this is Robin Tobe, author of Parent's Guide to Raising Smart Money Kids, and she's with us now. Good afternoon, Robin. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. Obviously, although kids are technology whizzes, many have said, and certainly to me on this show, that they know absolutely nothing about money and no one is teaching them this. Obviously, you've heard the same thing.
I have, and up until recently, it wasn't being taught in schools, and a lot of parents also avoid these conversations, or they wait until their kids are in their late teens or even older before discussing money at home.
Why is this changing now, and why has it taken so long?
I think it's changing because there's a sudden interest in financial literacy, and it might have come out of the 2008 economic crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But as a profession, the chartered accountants feel that it's a key life skill, and we know that you need good money management skills to get you through the major financial decisions you'll have to face throughout your life.
Are we raising a generation of credit kids, it's not so much about what you have, but how much you can borrow?
There's definitely an emphasis on instant gratification and consumption, and that is often done on credit. We, the Chartered Accountants of Canada, did research that showed that 50% of older teens have credit cards, and of those, 25% carry a balance, and that's really scary. I think a lot of teens are naive about how credit cards work, and they're not clear that when you buy something on credit, if you don't pay it off within 30 days, interest starts to accrue.
Does a teen need a credit card?
I don't really think that teens need credit cards. I think a lot of times they get kind of sucked into it because credit is so easy to get. I mean, you do have to be the age of majority to have your own card,
mm-hmm.
but credit is really easy. And I think, there's lots of credit card companies on campuses that try and sign students up. And
I remember being at school and way back when making less than $10,000. As long as you made over $10,000 a year in the profession that you had went to school to study,
mm-hmm.
you could get an American Express card, which I just thought was unbelievable.
Exactly, and then they keep raising your credit limit. Credit is a good thing when used responsibly. I mean, it's very convenient, and you do need to build a credit history for later on in life. But if it's not used responsibly, it can be very dangerous.
Let's talk about the credit card. And again, you got to be 18, so we're really talking about 18, 19-year-olds here. And then by that time, they may be off to post-secondary school, and then it's a whole different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But can this be used as a good teaching tool, or should we just keep them away from it until they need it?
Well, I think a credit card can be a good teaching tool even when they're younger. And, that's what I advocate in the book, is looking for these teachable moments to build money lessons into your day-to-day lives. So even with your young kids, when you're pulling out your credit card to buy something or to pay for a dinner out, it's an opportunity to explain to them how a credit card works, or even to show them your statement and remind them of, remember we bought this or we went out to eat there, and explain to them how it all adds up and that you have to pay off that balance by a certain date, and if you don't, that the bank will start to charge you interest, and that it can end up costing you a lot more than what the item originally cost if you don't pay it off on time.
When should you start with this? At what age should you start giving them this advice?
I'd say that you start around the age of 5. Around the time your kids go off to preschool, they're exposed to other kids, what they have, their toys, their clothes, and they sometimes start to ask for things, and they often begin to be curious about how money works.
And what sort of lessons should you be teaching them at that age?
Well, at that age, the key is really to keep it fun, and you can do that by playing counting games with bills and coins. And it's also important to make it relevant to them, so to talk about money in terms that they can relate to, like, a loony, you need 3 loonies, which are $1 each, to buy an ice cream cone, and you only need 50 cents or 2 quarters to buy an apple. So just, or even in terms of toys that they want, just to keep it in terms they can relate to.
What about things like an allowance? When should that come into play?
An allowance can start as early as age 5 with young kids, and then you can base it on, you know, how old they are. So just rule of thumb, $1 per year. But once they hit the preteens, an allowance is a really important tool for teaching kids to manage money because it's at that stage that they understand that they have some choices that they can make with their allowance. They can save it, they can spend it, share it, or invest it. And even if you're giving it to them as an allowance, if it's their own money, they tend to think longer and harder about how they want to spend it.
You talked about different ages. You were talking about 5 years of age, you start with the counting and this sort of thing. What are the different groups? How does it change from, say, 5 to preteens and then teens?
Right.
How does the lesson change?
So the book is structured with a chapter focusing on each age group, and we've broken it down into 4. So young kids, preteens, teens, and then young adults. And you want to lay the foundation early and build on it. But the concept's really the same, which is when you earn money, you have 4 choices: save, spend, share, and invest. It's just that as they get older, you can introduce more sophisticated issues and concepts to them.
Do you find once exposed, kids are more savvy about this sort of stuff?
Yes, I do believe that they are. I think that if you help your kids to become money smart, you're really giving them a tremendous advantage in life because they start to build good habits early. You know, even if they understand that not all money is for spending, that some of it is for saving, some of it is for long-term investing or for sharing, those habits start to form early. And, you can help your kids avoid some of the pitfalls and difficulties that people have around money, such as, getting deep into debt.
Obviously, we talked earlier about technology. Is there any way we can incorporate this into that lesson?
That's a great idea, especially as you said at the beginning, teens and kids are so tech savvy these days. And there are lots of money apps that you can use on your smartphone, for example, to track your spending, to actually bring awareness to what you're spending your money on. Because sometimes, with cash, it's just really easy for it to fall out of your pocket, with this and that and expensive coffees and indulgences like that. So you can really use technology to track your spending, to determine where you stand, to calculate like your net worth or your cash flow.
So this is really about values and in where you stand on your money as much as the skills of what you have to do with it.
Exactly. And that's what the book really tries to emphasize, is that it's not just about knowledge and skills, but it's pinning that to the values that you have. And by values, I mean the things that you're willing to take a stand for that are most important to you. And when you tie your financial goals back to those values, those goals are much more compelling and you're more likely to achieve those. And that applies with older children too. Lots of teens have, things that are really important to them, things that they want to have and do. And if you can encourage them to save on that basis, they're so much more likely to achieve their goals.
If parents aren't engaged, is it possible for kids to be, or does it really have to start with the parents?
It really has to start with the parents. And, the book recommends that you be a good financial role model for your kids because they are aware of both your good and your bad behavior around money. So the first step is to get your own financial house in order. And the book actually outlines 10 healthy habits of financial management to help you do that.
Do you think if the current generation had been given the same lessons that you're trying to instill here, that we'd be in the financial situation that we're in now?
That's a really good point, because if you look at the generation above mine, let's say, my parents grew up in a really different time and there was so much more emphasis on saving and, even credit cards are a newer type of innovation. So I think that technology and so many things have really shifted at the values of our generation. There is so much more emphasis on consumption and instant gratification than there had been in the past.
Do you think that pendulum will swing back?
It's hard. I mean, it seems like every day there's more and more things out there that tempt you to spend your money, with iPods and iPads and all these kinds of things. It's hard to say. I think people were really shooken up by the financial crisis, And I do believe that's why there's so much emphasis now on financial literacy.
And so website, let's hope, because they have to take care of us in the next generation. Website we can go to, Robin, to find out more about all of this?
The book is available through the Chartered Accountants of Canada's website, their CA store. So the website is castore.ca/moneysmartkids to order the book.
All right, Robin Toba has been with us, author of Parents Guide to Raising Smart Money Kids. Robin, thanks very much for the time.
Scott.
Much appreciated.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. It is 220. It's 900 CHML. I'm Scott Thompson. When we return, same day, different year.